This is a BuzzHub Entertainment podcast. Jesus
News. Starring Luke, Owen, Shane, Michael, Kian, Johnny, Dara, Killian, Owen, Jack,
and special guests.
David Sean, Jake, Peter, Sean, Kyle, Kelly, Jake.
JL197, good morning to you.
Don't you agree
that it defeats the entire purpose of having an expensive Apple device? If you can tell that it's an expensive Apple device.
It fell apart.
No, that just comes out.
Like it looks like an Android phone.
That's ridiculous.
So what's the point in having a fucking Apple device if it's an Apple?
What's the point in getting an Apple device if you can't smash its screen?
It's just so stupid. Why? It's such a stupid case. I'd never make that.
I think he's just jealous.
How much?
What? 15. But I have a...
No, how much are the iPhone?
Oh, $199.
Is it an OtterBox?
No, it's
an iPod.
It has the shell and the
whole day.
And it has the dust proofs.
Is it waterproof?
What? I doubt it. I wouldn't try it.
I wouldn't test that.
Right. Tiger are selling waterproof bags.
I wouldn't trust Tiger.
But it has a...
Is that Tiger or Tag Heuer?
Tiger. No, it has a built-in scratch protector, and then it has...
I already bought a glass, so I don't know the expensive glasses.
It's not expensive, it's cheap. It's like a Scandinavian...
I bought, you know, those glasses holders, which are basically a nose.
A nose?
What?
They're like a nose.
They look like Lucien's nose, but they're white, and you put them on the desk... And you can specifically look like my nose.
Oh yeah.
Alright everybody. Time for the support class war. Michael, have you seen support class war? You're in for a treat. Oh, and you're not allowed to talk during this. It's amazing. It's a great
idea.
We've all
officially become members of this.
Hello. You're not a little wanker. I'm not a wanker. I'm a little wanker. Good. You're in
on
the right
place.
Support class war.
The song is so good.
The song is so good.
It actually is an amazing song.
Guys, it's completely stone. I don't know, I'm gonna make a fucking
There's a class war going on. Be waged by the
way.
She's the worst person you could possibly get to promote a political party.
The best person is for that.
I mean, I guess she's kind of peaceful and stuff. Unlike the Mahari's
from Mars. She's a wanker.
Everybody's it gets so much better. Anyway, keep watching.
And the opposition. It's time for working class people to fight back.
They just steal their fonts from the world. That A there is from like some
Ireland.
No, Michael, they're about to announce their policies. Alright, we're gonna keep this pause till Michael comes back, so they're about to announce their
policies. Oh, you're recording.
Yeah, JL197, tell some jokes.
Still, I need some...
Need some inspiration?
How do you fit 65 Jewish people into a car?
I don't know, Shane, how do you?
2 in the front, 2 in the back, and 61 in the ashtray.
Okay, Shane. Thanks for that. Alright, time for more support class war. Alright, here we go.
Not here to negotiate.
It depends on where you are.
So they have no seats.
Really, anyone has any seats. Three people have one seat.
And then he resigned and he did.
It was an
ethnicity
stuff.
I'll decide in the coming weeks whether or not I want to run in the election for the next year. So he never was planning on leaving.
And all the leaders of the losing parties leave.
Yeah.
So Miliband's gone.
Miliband's gone, and they're electing a new leader. David Miliband.
He's planning on leaving, but not planning on coming back.
Farage.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he was going to come back.
Yeah, he's going to come back. But he wanted to take a break.
He's still
gonna, they wouldn't let him.
He's still going to take a break, though. I mean, UKIP aren't going to be doing anything because they have no—they only have one seat, so they're not in the opposition. Like Labour have to get a new leader in the next 2 weeks because they're in the opposition.
That's what all of the UK politicians. That's all they do in the meetings. They keep.
Yeah.
They keep.
God. I don't know giving these people my
friends your name.
Michael, don't do it, Michael. Show dominance.
Michael,
if you give him a squirt, God damn it,
you know, it's going to money.
And then it acts drugs, and then...
Well, if you give him chocolate, he will have a punchline's coming. The punchline is coming.
And here comes the punchline, here we go.
Small class war. Because all the other candidates are scum.
What is she cooking in her pot when she says that? She's cooking. Yeah.
Wait a minute. She was holding a dog.
There's a storyline.
Yeah. No. She's cooked the dog.
Yeah. No. She was holding a dog in an earlier.
She was. She's sitting on the couch with the dog in the near the beginning.
She said, "Who wants hot dogs?"
Careful with my screen. It's after this one now. She's holding the dog. Yeah, I bet she killed the dog with like a giant saber, and then she's cooking it in the pot at the end. She's an awful person. I bet these people are against animal welfare.
Well, would you have voted for them?
Would I have voted for them?
You might have just.
I mean, there's no. Okay, cut to the dog. Cut to the dog now.
I mean, I would never vote just for the fact because.
That's not being a responsible at all.
Because it doesn't benefit the government. It doesn't affect the government. Like, if I'm going to vote next year in the general election, I could vote for some idiot local guy, or the post office.
But I want to keep
in Ireland, I honestly don't care. I mean, I want to keep Renew Ireland out, but that's about it.
Wait, you're not going to vote for Sinn Féin, are you?
I consider it.
No.
Like, I don't know.
Vote.
I mean, frankly, I'm a fan.
I mean, it's up to you.
I know.
It's up to you.
No, I mean, I'm a fan of the current Fine Gael government. I think they're doing a fine job.
Right.
And I frankly have no problem voting for them again.
Because I don't think anyone can do any better.
I don't like their candidates in the locality. Though.
Except
Brian Walsh and Sean Kine are not good candidates. Brian Walsh is pro-life, and I don't like them. And Sean Kine is...
You don't like them because they're pro-life.
Sean Kine?
Yeah. Because it means he's devoutly religious and is hence foolish, and I don't want him to make decisions in my locality.
He doesn't like people who are
Sean Kine is fine. I don't trust him, though. You know what Sean Kine's favorite film is?
Venus.
Guess again. You got one more guess of what his favorite film is. I'm pointing at you for a reason.
Spring Breakers.
Wait, whose favorite movie is
that? Sean Kine, TV.
Sean Kine.
Wait. Who? Sean Kine.
Fun fact, Sean Kine made a cameo on...
Tech News Weekly.
Nope.
Midweek Tech. Talks about tech.
Nope.
Space News Today.
Stop.
Inside the Studio. Oh, audio. Inside the Studio.
On
video.
That's the movie we did. What's it called?
What?
Oh, yeah.
What?
We were talking about
that.
Flipper.
He made a cameo on Flipper. You know how?
He drove past.
He was on the news at the time.
He was on the news. When you and David Robb was on the...
Yeah. He was on the spinner.
I know that when he's on the computer, there's an Obama story. There's a picture of Obama.
But you remember he's looking at the TV as he's like,
"It wasn't as good as
Sean Kine." Sean Kine is on.
I think I have Clipper on my phone.
So funny.
I might.
Do you have it?
No, I think I deleted it. I had it for a while, but it's taking up too much space.
How did you have it?
Huh?
How'd you have it?
Vinny put it on YouTube.
Did he?
Yeah, ages ago.
I got like 2 likes.
Do I have it? No, I don't.
Oh, my movie was worse though.
Yeah, I did. Defeat the Washington Machine.
What's that new Samuel L. Jackson movie?
That looks so bad.
Big game.
Oh, it looks so bad.
I know, yeah.
Is John Wick any better?
I heard it was very good. But
really? Samuel L.
Killian
Jackson
didn't like it, but it got
going down
the sequel being made. Because it was really profitable.
Oh, yes, Michael, I'm going to show you this new app. So the guy comes to my house yesterday to promote the Yes campaign. And he says, I said, we're all voting yes. You move along and spend your time elsewhere. Because, you know, he convinced us. He said, well, why don't you download the app? This is the app I downloaded. This is what it does.
for me?
That's the app right there.
Yes.
What's the world's on purpose?
And you can move it around. Oh, well, you can't now. And this is the only thing, I think it's really cool, right? The only other thing you can do, you press this button, right? It tells you how to vote.
Channel on my boss.
Owen, isn't this app for ES Equality really cool?
Yeah, no, it's
a really cool app.
It's so simple.
It's so cool. Simple. And look, you can make all these cool. So, right, Jay, you're up for equality. And,
I hear it from this.
Johnny loves gay people. There we go. Okay. Great, I have a whole gallery now.
Wonderful.
Uploading to Facebook. So that app is very good, and I recommend everybody go download the app. It's available for Windows and Android and
also
iOS.
Just stop pushing your beliefs on other people. They have the right to
No, they don't. No, they don't.
They do.
If somebody's against gay marriage and they're listening to my podcast, I want them to go away as fast as possible.
Opinion.
It's not. It has no value. It's based on ignorance.
It's not an opinion.
Just because somebody's
against gay marriage, doesn't mean they're against gay marriage.
No, it doesn't. No, but there is no. There's like there are legitimate reasons to being against many things, like abortion. I'm perfectly okay with people being against that because I'm like, well, I don't support your beliefs because I disagree. But you know what? You have legitimate claims. Whereas with gay marriage, there's actually no legitimate argument against it. There's just no. That isn't based on mythical.
I'm sure
there is a legitimate argument. I actually can't think of one.
Well, there isn't.
Wait. For the no campaign, it's like I had an idea for a poster for the no campaign.
The stuff they use no
equality for some.
All animals are equal, but some animals are more equal than others.
But like, remember, the thing is
that the points they're using are irrelevant. They're saying, oh no, you're undermining the role of the mother and the role of the grandparent. I say that's not to do with the marriage equality, that's to do with the children and family bill. This does not affect children, it does not affect old people, it does not affect people who are already married in heterosexual relationships.
Are you registered for the water charity? Are your parents registered for the water charity?
Yes. We got our bill last week.
Yeah, same. My mom's sure.
They're installing the meters in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, but they can't be charging bills when everyone's not registered.
They have. They're just making guesses.
Standardized.
Yeah. So we're being charged like, I don't know, 60 for 90 days.
No, but not everyone's
registered.
You're
getting charging.
They got our bill, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, but I know the thing
I
is,
think
people
are already paying 30 on total. I think because with
Kevin
looks so lonely.
We had to pay 30 for water,
30 for conservation
for 90 days.
I think we're paying
a flat fee though, isn't it?
Yeah, no. Until they install the meter.
Yeah,
and then they're going to start.
Yeah, but they're charging.
The day they install the meter, the farmers in my county are going to go out and shoot them.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's gonna shoot.
No, the thing is,
you have to tell me when that is.
I don't understand. They're charging people now, but not everyone's registered. The people who aren't registered aren't going
to
pay.
Well,
to be honest, the farmers should already have.
Well, we're registered, but we're like considering whether to pay or when to pay.
Any agricultural farmers are supposed to have.
What's happening now?
Wait, why are you so excited?
Oh, really?
Show me all your friends list.
The thing is, all like agricultural farms are supposed to have like meters already.
All right, time for a debate. So, guys, we're gonna have a debate now. So, I think that
let's.
I'm actually not in the mood for one.
Oh, okay.
No.
I want to have a debate, but I'm just waiting for us to have some actual privacy. Anyway, so I think that gay marriage is a sin. I think it's terrible. It needs to be stopped at all costs. These are my beliefs. Meanwhile, where are you going? It's raining outside.
Go for a walk.
It's raining outside.
It's not really.
It is raining.
It is. So I think it's a sin and it needs to be stopped. All right, but this.
You better on your podcast.
But I'm not, fine, but no one's wandering off to play sports.
No, we're not going off.
First, we need a girl in the group, and we need a black guy in the group.
No, we don't. I mean, I don't know any black people that I want in the group. That's just a sad fact.
That's not diverse. Diversity is adamant if they want to be added. That's a cool adamant for taking out.
No, I guess.
Like, there's a whole episode of Silicon Valley about that. They employed a woman and then she was being paid more than all the men and she got really angry and sued them even though she was like making more money than all the men. She was being paid more because they were trying really, really hard to make positive discrimination. So she sued them for positive discrimination. Because she was a woman and she was a woman.
She was a woman?
No.
She was a woman.
That's actually incredible.
Your own community.
I do.
Spanish study group still together.
Well, okay, the cast is completely different now. Like, there's like at least half of the characters from season one are left the show.
No.
Troy's gone, Shirley's gone, Pierce is gone.
I didn't know episode one.
Jeff.
No, episode one is so bad.
Episode one is one of the worst episodes of television I've ever seen.
I know, I watched half, but I couldn't
like episode one is completely different to every other episode. Like, the music is different, the credits are different. Like, it was directed by a different person.
It's so bad.
Dan Harmon didn't write the script. It was completely different. NBC made that pilot with a bunch of bad writers. Yeah. And then Dan Harmon came along. And,
but
like,
if that was the pilot, how would it get approved?
Because, I guess, I don't know, they like the cast. I think it was ordered to series, to be honest. Like, I think the pilot was just a show and an upfront. And I wish they got back and made another pilot with Dan Harmon. Like, the first one was really bad. And I think everyone should skip the pilot. So I don't think it's really relevant.
I mean, I think it does kind of...
back like 5 seasons later.
Which one, Duncan?
Yeah, Duncan.
John Oliver. Yeah. There's a new episode of Community out today. Next week, there's another paintball episode, Owen. Aren't you excited about that? There's a new one!
So is Community better without
the house? I mean, the best. Season 2 is the best by far. Like, middle season 2 is the best.
There's never two bad episodes in a row.
Season 1, 2, and 3 are all really great. And then especially 2 and 3. And then
season 5 that is season
2. Season 4, season 6 is right now.
Season 5 actually has a good episode.
So who's still there?
So Jeff, Annie and Brenner are still there, and Abed is still there, and the Dean.
Yes, Abed.
The Dean and Chad are still there.
Oh, right.
And all the supporting characters like Leonard.
You are such a good show.
Blue 96. I remember
you're joking. You haven't actually seen it. He's just pulling.
That's like an every episode.
I don't know. Can you remember what
it's Shane's new pornography.
Every episode.
Wait, you're Shane posted.
Be careful. I'm on my walk in again. Like, what's
screenshot of IMBD on squad.
IMDB.
Whatever. I only looked for a second. That's what I saw. Sex on a bed.
All right.
No, she's running a bed.
Song on hand. No, I need an episode title, so let's do a comedy sketch. Alright, we're doing a comedy sketch now. Who wants to be the guy who calls up the 911?
I do. Okay. I mean the operator. 911 operator.
Alright, Owen, you're gonna be the guy who calls it up. Alright, is this improv right now?
Shit.
Okay, go for it.
Alright. Good night, everyone.
What is this? Actually?
Go for it. We're doing a comedy sketch.
Owen is ringing up.
Yeah, okay, so...
Ring, 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 ring. Oh.
Hello, this is 911.
Don't 911 wait for someone to talk.
Alright, and why is 911 and not 112? Alright, 112. Okay, emergency steady up,
emergency
steady up.
Alright,
you ready? Alright. Sorry. Bling, 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 bling. Hello, this is emergency services.
No, I talk first. No, you do. He talks to emergency services answer, and they say this is emergency services. Yeah,
okay.
You want to
it doesn't matter. It's improv, okay?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Alright. Owen does not get improv.
Bring it again.
Bling, 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 bling.
Hello, this is emergency services. Michael speaking. How can I help you?
Alright, I think you meant to say,
You don't give your name.
Yeah.
No, you're meant to say, what do you require?
Okay, Owen is expelled from the improv.
No, One more time.
Okay, bring, 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 bring.
Emergency services, Michael speaking, how can I help you?
I've been raped.
Right.
I'm also being held at gunpoint.
Right, and how can I help you?
Wait, way too far. No, it has to be something funny, so we're starting again. Okay. Bring, 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 bring.
Emergency services, Michael speaking, how can I help you?
So this is really embarrassing, but you know the toasters? And you know male genitals?
Yes, I do, sir.
Yeah, well, I've kind of toasted my dick.
Oh, dear. We do happen to have a procedure on our website to help people who have stuck their genitalia in toasters. I can suggest that you go to that website.
Well, I can't go to the website because I use all my data watching porn, and that's kind of why.
I was
sticking my dick in the toaster.
I could read it out, but it's not really that nice.
You know those jokes where it's like the instructions not clear, dick stuck in toaster.
Exactly. Get over there. Photo. Say cheese.
That's the worst improv.
Make one of my iPods as well,
actually. Yeah, there we go. Take a selfie on your iPod. So
it's not an iPhone, it's an iPod.
Yeah.
No,
it should have been like.
He still carries his Lumia around.
Yeah, my girlfriend told her warm up dinner, so I took like my dick in the toaster.
I spent €49 getting my other phone unlocked so I wouldn't have to carry around two devices, yet Owen's happy to do it, so.
Yes.
Carrying around two devices is the worst.
Suck my dick,
hate us.
It's not that bad.
I used to. I know, it's like carrying
two testicles. Yeah, it's just horrible. It's like, I want this one for the camera, but I want this one for texting. Which do I bring?
The left one. Oh, no.
Alright. The left, right one is always working, and the left one is a backup.
Is it?
Yeah.
I honestly don't know.
Just in case the right one fails you.
I only have left one.
But which one has a giant cancerous lump on it?
Our Shane's in this.
Which one usually has giant cancer's love? I'm really
don't give a shit
right
about your
now.
Ankle!
You're doing the Tony Rookie Challenge!
Yeah, I know,
get over here. If you want to meet the cast, go to the Tony Rookie Challenge.
You match in the chain.
No one wants
no,
to meet the
I'm
cast.
Injured.
Oh, yes, it's.
Michael, you're not even in this. Now you're just blocking Shane.
Here's something really scary. Every time I upload any picture to either my Facebook or the JL show and Michael's face is in it somewhere, it automatically recognizes you as Terrence Fletcher. And it's really scary. Like, it tells me Terrence Fletcher's in the picture. And I delete the tags, but it scares the shit out of me. And it's like just your face. It never recognizes me or Owen or Shane. So either you don't have your settings on, so it's not.
Will they have your
That's obscene. I don't give obscene titles. So we need another title. We need to keep doing funny stuff until we get a title.
Police guidance website.
Alright, I'm going to argue now. I think gay marriage is a sin and shouldn't be brought in. Who wants to debate with me for 3 minutes?
Do you know what my sister did yesterday? I believe that gay marriage
in my room
is a sin.
And my clock back a half an hour.
That's funny.
I woke up and my clock said 7:30. I was like, wow, I'm up early and I'm not tired. What's this? I went down. It's 10:10.
I woke up at 6:30 this morning because the priest next door left the door of his shed open and it was blowing in the wind, knocking back and forth. And he didn't wake up because, like.
It's funny because that's not a joke.
It's absolutely not a joke.
It's funny because it's true.
It's completely true. It wouldn't be. Like, if I was going to tell a joke, it would be funnier than that.
I wake up every morning to cats fighting outside my.
Do you know what's the worst? Guys, it was actually really. I actually got scared shit this one time. Do you know when cats are in heat, they meow a lot?
Yeah.
Well, one night, it was about 3 o'clock in the morning. This happened 2 nights in a row. I heard it was like a baby crying. And it was just this cat, really horny.
Yeah.
Cats really horny.
I was a horny cat.
Yeah. My cat.
I'm just trying to. I'm just
my,
waiting
my
till
cat,
I get one. And
my
I'm
cat has
this
to
down.
Go. My cat has
horny
to go through that stage, and they're like, their tails are like up and shaking all the time. They're like going.
No,
you
should
I
just call
have
it
sex
trying
with
to fight all the time.
My garden has been invaded by rabbits.
Shaking all the time.
It was 5 stairs. There's 10
by rabbits.
Yeah, I have rabbits.
I'm waiting someday. Like I keep
reading all the vegetables.
At least once a month, I'm sitting here making an episode, insert episode title here. But I'm eventually going
to
do it someday.
You can't like.
Probably the last episode.
What?
Why? Why would you delete a terrible selfie?
I don't want to be associated with you.
You're not going to put on my Snapchat.
Alright, I'll probably do Chased by Rabbits or something.
No,
alright.
right, we'll be back very soon.
We have two more shows before episode 200. One of them is going to be a Dean special. Yeah.
I've already got four songs for Dean. I've written a rap and a song and everything.
Dean,
and I've
like
got
the most
Dean is Dean. I would imagine Dean has third highest episode count.
Who's written an entire concept?
I'd say it's me, James, and then like you, and then Dean,
no,
and
like,
then Owen.
I think yeah, somebody else who has.
Oh, you know
more
we should do.
Than
oh shit! I have a really good idea.
Yeah, how many episodes? Is James
no, James. Oh, James was on like 180 episodes.
Congratulations.
You've been on 95.
Actually, no, going to
this is my first ever film.
No,
episode,
we've got Keller.
Guys,
I have a really good idea. We all need to get a photo of Michael. I was like,
the photo I made on Friday for the election episode where I put the party leader's face on you guys. Johnny was Nick Clay. Nick was Farage. And you were Cameron and Shane was Milbank. And then I was just like in the middle of like
great.
No,
the
bulls
the only photos I've ever seen of Farage are him at a point.
But the best one that turned out was Johnny is playing because his neck worked really well. Alright, so two more. So one will be a Dean special, the other one's gonna be, I don't know.
It'll just be me on my own talking
about that. That would be so much fun.
It's
time now for our song. And today's song is going to be a song. What's the song going to be? Oh, it's going to be Family of the Year. The song from, that's not the name of the song. That's not the name of the song.
You should do 11 Breaks by Led Zeppelin.
No.
We'll do it after JL. We'll do it after JL.
I remember one of my
I don't know, guys. I don't know whether to do Level 42 or Family of the Year. We did one called The Show Goes On. It was like a bunch of just like spinning James on it. Anyway, so there's a song now. I'll decide what. Let me tell you. Enjoy. See you soon.